Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ready to order some food?
I think so. Yeah, I'll just some more coffee and I'll have a how about the club special? Whatever you want, kiddo. It's on me.
Waffles, please.
Never too late in the day for breakfast. That's what I say.
Am I in trouble?
For the roller skate thing? No. We'll make that go away. Don't even worry about that.
That's not why you're here.
To be honest with you, kid, I wish it was. Last night, I saw something. Something I've been dreading for some time. I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. Hawkins is in danger. You have fought this evil before, and you've won. But this evil is like a virus. Each time it returns, it comes back stronger, smarter, deadlier. A war is coming to Hawkins.
Stranger, danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. 76 days. That's all we have left. 76 days. That's what's keeping us from Stranger Things 5. That's how many days we have until the beginning of the end. Now, I'm no math scientist, but I did do some calculations. And if my data can be trusted, we have around 52 episodes left of Stranger Things Forever. And that's including this episode. So maybe 51 episodes left, or around the 50. We have over 50 episodes left, I believe. And here's the thing. I intend to get every single episode done before November 26th, which means I need to do 50-something episodes in 76 days. And all I have to say is buckle up, my friends, because you're going to get a lot of Stranger Things Forever coming over the next couple months because I painted myself into this corner, and damn it, I am not giving up. Okay, so we never got These Are the People from Stranger Things, and the book club hasn't been done much in a while, but those things can all happen in the future. Right now, we need to focus on this rewatch project that took me 2 years to get to this point. No, not 2 years, a year to get to this point. But I am now going to work like crazy to get this show completed, and so that we can just also enjoy the rest of Stranger Things 4 and really feel prepared for what's coming next. The other day, my niece texted me a picture, and it was the first screen of the first episode of Stranger Things 4, and she says, "The rewatch starts now." And I said, "Yes!" I just wrote back, "Yes!" Which is the same thing I wrote to her when I found out that Travis and Taylor were engaged. But that's six of one, half dozen of the other. Anyway, my point is that if you haven't been rewatching Stranger Things 4, now's the time. I know you may want to say, "Well, why don't I wait the week before and just kind of binge it again?" Do that too. Do it all. And I hope that you come along as I finish chapter 3 today, and very quickly soon get into the next chapters. I hope that you come along for this ride. And as I said, the book club is going to be dormant for a little while, but that doesn't mean that the book club isn't coming back, and it's coming back bigger and better because there is another Stranger Things novel that's been announced. This is it looks like a Nancy and maybe Robin-centric novel based on the cover. Yes, actually, it says a Nancy Wheeler mystery, which is awesome. Kind of a play on the Nancy Drew mystery. It shows Nancy and Robin on the cover of this book holding a flashlight, almost like, you know, like they're solving mysteries. We see people in the background that almost, I think they're, are they Hawkins Labs employees? And the name of the book is One Way or Another, which is a Blondie song. I'm going to get you. And once again, this book is being written by Caitlin Schneiderhand. The last time we saw Caitlin Schneiderhand, she wrote the Eddie Munson book, Flight of Icarus. And now she's got another book with another musical title. And it just, there's an article that came out on Netflix, the blog, that says, check out the cover and synopsis for this fresh story set within the Stranger Things universe. Nancy Wheeler's high school graduation just got turned upside down. The Hawkins Post reporter teams with her friend and fellow sleuth Robin Buckley to solve an unexplained phenomenon, in the forthcoming novel, Stranger Things, One Way or Another, penned by TV writer and novelist Caitlin Schneiderhand and published by Random House Worlds. Mark your calendars. The puzzling new story hits shelves December 2nd, which is crazy to me. December 2nd, right in the middle of Stranger Things 5. So a great Christmas gift. Ooh, that gives me an idea. Don't tell my niece. Interesting. Yeah, that's happening. I hope it's happening. Don't hold me on that. But that's a good idea. So it says, following the events of Stranger Things 4th season, One Way or Another finds Nancy and Robin hot on the heels of a new mystery, and they won't stop until they solve it. What kind of mystery do Nancy and Robin find? Read on for the official synopsis. Okay, how many times am I going to keep reading on the official synopsis? Then it goes on to what the official synopsis is. When fellow classmate Joey Taft starts acting shifty at graduation, Nancy is convinced Vecna's found his newest victim. Joined by fellow amateur sleuth Robin Buckley, Nancy doesn't waste any time questioning Joey. What the girls discover leads them down a path of a bigger story than Hawkins Post could ever have assigned Nancy. Ooh. Why are people around town suddenly getting sick? Why is there a strange man tailing Nancy as she investigates? And most important, does this have anything to do with the Upside Down? Together with Robin, Nancy embarks on a dangerous quest for the truth. The deeper the two dig, the further Nancy finds herself drawn into a web of intrigue that threatens to trap her and Hawkins forever. Ooh-ee-ooh. So, crazy that this is happening after the events of Stranger Things 4, there's still a high school graduation. But let that sink in. They're trying to make things feel normal I guess. Well, wait a minute. That would have happened right at the end. So all this stuff happens in the finale. And then we get high school graduation. Okay. But then Stranger Things 5 can't pick up right away. I mean, I don't know. And I don't even know if they told us where when it picks up. Maybe I'm missing it, but I assume there's a time jump. I've heard there was a time jump. Didn't I read there was a time jump? I don't care. All I care about is the fact that we're getting more Stranger Things, another book. There will be a book club, but that's not happening. That's not happening until 2026. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not reading this book. I'm not looking at this book until 2026 because I need to focus the end of 2025 on Stranger Things 5. And before we get to Stranger Things 5, I need to focus on getting Stranger Things Forever done. But before we get to that, I want to give a little shout out and a little thank you to someone by the name of Alex. The other day, I got a comment on one of the episodes for Stranger Danger, because you can leave comments in Spotify. I don't know if you know that, but Alex left a comment that said, "Hey, Mike, what's up? I just wanted to say that I absolutely love your podcast and really enjoy listening to it in my free time. Please never stop doing what you do because mine and other people's day-to-day life wouldn't be the same without you." Whew. Let me just pause for a second. Alex, thank you so much. That is very thoughtful and very nice and awesome. And I truly appreciate it. This podcast would not be the same without you guys, because I do other podcasts and I do podcasts that very few people listen to, but I love doing them because they're fun. But this one, knowing that people are out there actually hearing it, it makes me, I don't know, it just feels, it's definitely the most special show that I do. And it's because of people like you. And thank you so much. Alex goes on to say, I was also wondering if you could go over popular fan theories for season 5, if you have the time and or want to. I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, have a nice day. And I hope to see a new episode of Stranger Things Forever. You are seeing it, Alex. You're seeing it right now. So he brings up an interesting thought of my thoughts on popular fan theories, or go over popular fan theories. Here's the thing, Alex. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what the popular fan theories are. I'm sort of in a weird bubble where I don't listen to a ton of other podcasts on Stranger Things, or really any right now. And I'm just kind of hyper-focused on my thoughts. And I would love to hear other people's theories. If you want to comment and leave a couple of what you've heard, or if you know of any or a link to anything, you could leave a comment in the, you know, in the show on Spotify. You could email strangerdanger@fansnotexperts.com, or you could even go to strangerdangerpodcast.com and there's a button there to leave a voicemail. Stranger Danger Hotline, you can always leave a voicemail as well. So I'd love to hear what people's theories are and just kind of, you know, bounce just like off the top of my head, kind of give my thoughts on those. That'd be really cool. Alex said, anyway, have a nice day. And as I said, hope to see a new episode of Stranger Things Forever. Well, it's happening. It's happening right now. So it's crazy. Alex wished for this and the wish is coming true. So I'm not saying that I'm like a wizard or a genie or anything, but you know, if I'm making one podcast wish come true with this episode, I think I've done my job. Except I really haven't done my job, because the job of this podcast is to talk about the next final 10 minutes of episode 3, The Monster and the Superhero, chapter 3, The Monster and the Superhero. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Alex. Thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate it. And now, without further ado, let's go back to The Monster and the Superhero. All right, so our final 10 minutes picks up back at the library, back with Robin and Nancy looking at the microfiche, microfilm of that tabloid newspaper. But then I was just like, I had it paused at that moment. And you think about the actors, what are they actually looking at? It looks like they're looking at a screen. It doesn't look like they're quite looking right in the camera. It looks like they're almost looking just a little bit below the camera. But I would assume there's nothing there except the light to light their faces. I don't know. These are the kind of things I think of, especially when you're examining something at just a few minutes at a time. Which, if you don't know, and I'm sure I've mentioned it here multiple times, I just on my flagship quote-unquote podcast, Geek Mentality, just did over 30 episodes of Jawgist for Golden Jawgist, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws. And with that, I talked about 4 minutes of Jaws every day in August. And basically, I copied that idea from what I'm doing with Stranger Things Forever, which, of course, I copied from an idea that someone does the minute-by-minute podcast for movies. If I did a minute-by-minute podcast of Stranger Things, I'd be here literally forever. And there's no way that I'd be able to catch up in time for Stranger Things 5. Even if I did it every single day, maybe if I did it every day from the end of Stranger Things 4, I would have done it. That would have been quite an accomplishment. And yet it would have been like this minute, because it's all about like instinct. I'm not doing any research. I'm not thinking, well, the actor here was saying this. And a lot of those minute by minute podcasts, they definitely seem to have knowledge about things. And me, I'm just watching it and enjoying it like you guys. So they're saying that Victor hired a priest to exorcise the demon from his home. And I like that Robin said, oh, that's, you know, it's pretty novel considering The Exorcist wasn't even out yet. You know, The Exorcist book, I think, was in the 70s as well. Obviously, the movie was. It is one of my favorite horror movies of all time. A couple of years ago, I read the book, and the book, you know, even though I knew the movie fairly well, the book was so great to read. If you're into scary books, the book holds up. It was awesome. And you know, obviously it's definitely something that Robin, I bet you she read the book and loves the movie as well. So they mentioned that, you know, Victor claimed the exorcism failed. It's because it wasn't actually an actual demon from hell, Victor. He says, but it angered this demon, and which then murdered his family, removing their eyes. Sound familiar, everybody? He said Victor believed he was spared as a punishment. And Nancy's like, that's pretty convenient for Victor. And Robin is like, yeah, or super inconvenient, because he was legally declared insane. And they didn't go public. There was a plea bargain. The records were sealed. And they're like, well, what if the demon did actually invade Victor's home? Except this demon wasn't any old demon. It was Vecna. And this, again, they're calling it, what is it, a demon wizard or wizard demon? I mean, when you think of demon, I think my first thought is supernatural and demons from hell. But with this, it is, well, I mean, we know now. So it's not like I can talk. We didn't know what Vecna was then. But Vecna is just a very powerful man who got, how would I explain? How would you best describe him? He was a man who was like broken by the upside down, torn asunder. I love that word, asunder. I don't even know if I'm using it right. But he was basically almost like bastardized. I can't even think of the right word I'm trying to use, that the upside down just transformed him into what he is today, which I guess wizard would work. And he does look demonic. Demon Wizard sounds like a kick-ass band name. But they're realizing at this point, oh my God, all this time, what if it was Vecna? And that's when they call over to Dustin at the school. And I think this is a moment where Robin and Nancy, you see them slowly starting to bond more so. And, you know, I think it helped Nancy that Robin is so complimentary of her. She's like, Nancy's a genius. She figured it out. And, you know, they realize now that Vecna's attacks date all the way back to 1959, which seems ancient to us nowadays. I mean, that is, right, I'm going to do the math, 66? Wait a minute. From nowadays. Okay. In 69, 79, 89, 99, 2009, 2019 is 60 years. Then you add six. Yeah. So 66 years ago. But then it's not even 30 years, which is crazy because when I think of 30 years ago, that's the 90s, and that does not feel that long ago. So the 50s, when you're a high school kid in the 80s, it didn't feel that long. Or at least when you're an adult in the 80s, the 50s must have felt like yesterday. Oh my God, I feel older every moment. Anyway, Dustin was like, that's kind of bonkers, but they're a little distracted right now because they're busy breaking and entering a school to retrieve confidential and extremely personal files. You could see Robin was like, what? Like, just get your ass over here. We'll explain everything. There's one of those TV things. We can't talk now. I'll explain it on the way. That happened to me once in real life. My mother-in-law, can we go over and help my neighbor with something? I was like, oh, sure, what? She goes, come on, I'll explain it on the way. She didn't say there's no time, but she said, I'll explain it along the way. And to me, the first thing I thought of was that never happens in real life. And it happened to me and it felt like a bucket list of tropes that happened to someone in real life. And I was lucky enough for it to happen to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we leave Robin and Nancy and stay with Dustin and Steve and Max as they break into Miss Kelly's office. And this is when they find out, she sees the files, and Chrissy, not only was Chrissy seeing the guidance counselor, but so was Fred. And, you know, at this point, this is before we don't actually see it yet, but you have to imagine Max is like, well, I see her too. Maybe she hasn't put two and two together yet. I know she will in a couple minutes, but, you know, at this point, and here's the thing. I don't know if Steve or Dustin know that she's seen the guidance counselor yet. I don't remember. And nor should they know, because it's none of their damn business. So we jump over to the basketball squad of Jason, Lucas, Patrick, and that other guy. I will never learn his name. I don't know it. I can't think of it. I didn't look it up. And therefore, he is always the other guy. And you could see they're like gearing up to go cause some trouble with Eddie. Because remember, Lucas said he knows where he is. And we know that Lucas knows where he is. So we know that he's not lying, that he knows where he is. We're just hoping that he's lying to these guys. I wonder if you guys, or if everyone kind of figured out, there's no way Lucas could not have turned. There's no way he could have done this, right? Like you're hoping beyond doubt, beyond a doubt. And, you know, Jason's like, we'll get in there, we'll flank his ass from both sides. That freak won't know what hit him. And then we see him walking in the woods. We see them all walking in the woods towards a cabin. And I don't know if I figured it out at the time, but it's like, well, Reefer Rick, he lived by the water, but it wasn't like a cabin in the woods. It was a street. It was a regular neighborhood. So it's not like they're doing a tremendous job of hiding it, but it's actually almost like they're revealing it slowly. And if you are a keen viewer, you could maybe figure out, wait a second, this doesn't seem like the same place. Which of course we find out later, thankfully, that it wasn't. So then we go all the way over to California and we're at a quaint little diner with Eleven and Dr. Sam Owens. And this is where we get like the one of the best parts of this 10 minutes. It's also a scary part, but you see that, you know, he's saying to her, you know, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, but you get yourself in a little predicament, huh? And I love that he's like, you know, I sent you to this place in California to, you know, I thought it was a small town, dull, far from Hawkins. Nothing could possibly happen here. And he brings up the roller skate. But it's nice that he's like, we'll make that go. We'll make that go away. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. The waitress comes over and is like, do you want any food? He will have the club special. And it, I guess they shut down this diner or figured out a place where no one else could go because Owen's guards are outside, or two of his guys are outside, I guess making sure no one else will get in. And I love that Eleven, of course, orders the waffles. Why wouldn't she? So then, you know, Eleven's like, you're not here about the roller skating thing. And this is where we get the best speech, just like it's trailer worthy. In fact, it might have been in part of the trailer. I forget. I think it was. And it's part of the clip that I played at the beginning where he's like, he says, last night, you know, I saw something I've been dreading for some time. I don't know how to say this other than to say it. Hawkins is in danger. Said you fought this evil before and you've won, but this evil, it's like a virus. Each time it returns, it comes back stronger, smarter, deadlier. A war is coming to Hawkins. I mean, come on, that's incredible. And we see the house, we see the upside down, we see the bats, we see Vecna. And it's crazy that that's not the only evil we see, because then we see Jason barge into the cabin. He's like, where you at, freak? And I think at this point we realize, hey, wait a second. That's a Hopper's cabin that Lucas knew was going to be empty. And he's like, are you sure that Eddie was here? And Lucas is like, yeah, I'm positive. Like, let's go check around back. And I love that when they go check around back, Lucas finds the point to back away and run off. And it's done. It took three episodes, but Lucas is no longer part of the basketball squad. Thank God he is separating himself from them. And I love that when we see him running, it's at the same time where Dr. Owens is saying, there are good people, brave friends who have helped you fight your battle in the past. And it shows him running because he's trying to help them all. It shows Hopper doing pushups in his prison cell. It's like all these guys, all these people who are working, and Eleven doesn't even know they're all working together, but they're all kind of working, even though they don't even know that they're working together, they're all kind of working towards this goal to fix things. So I love that he's like, you know, I know it's not fair to ask more of you. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think this was the only way. And I know it's a long shot, but I feel like that you might be the only one who has a shot to hit this thing so hard that it can't get back up. And she leans in and she's like, I don't have my powers. And then he goes, what if I told you there was a way to bring them back. And the music starts kicking in, dee 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 dee. And we see little shots of him like pulling out the world's oldest laptop computer. The first, I wouldn't even call it a laptop. It's a portable computer, but it's definitely not a laptop. And he's clackety, 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 typing away. I love how fast people type. But he goes, I feared this moment would come, so I've been preparing, developing the means to restore your abilities. And we see the screen for the first time. And it says, new message. User, Sam Owens, authorization code, the U.S. Department of Energy, intranet electronic mail. Yes, and webmail. Yes, there was electronic mail and email in the 80s. I don't know if it was... Well, I guess this would be on a satellite, so maybe it was possible. But he is sending it to Dalyrac, Dalyrac. Subject, Nina. Aha, this is the first time we're seeing the word Nina. Acid compromise. Pentagon involved. Has not located dispatch team, field team, attempting immediate retrieval and extraction. Implement communication lockdown and prepare for acceleration of Nina timetable and message. Oh my goodness gracious. It's like, who's he sending a message to? I think we know who he's sending a message to. Well, at least we know now, but back then you're like, who is he sending this message to? And are they in their laboratory right now and they get a, you've got mail. Do you remember that? Is that over people's heads? You've got mail, America Online, huh? So he's still talking to her how he said, that I've been preparing, developing the means to restore your abilities. A program has the potential not just bring them back, but bring them back stronger than before. But there are others who don't believe in you, who think you are the cause. I believe they're wrong. I believe you're the cure. I love that. And then they show the general jerk face in this helicopter, the guy who obviously came to Owens in the first place, who triggered Owens to get into action. He's like, that's why, if we're really going to do this, I'm going to ask you to leave with me now. And then we jump quickly over to the other part of California, back to the buyer's house. And you can see that Jonathan is trying to get in touch with his mother. The reservation's under buyers, but he's not making any luck. Now, she left the hotel information. You'd think they did go to Alaska. So maybe the motel or hotel was real, but they haven't they haven't found her. You wonder how much she stayed. Like, they had to have stayed at the hotel. They couldn't just be doing, we don't even know where they are right now. Where Joyce and Murray are, but that seems to be who Jonathan's trying to reach and not doing a very good job. We jump back and Owens, he's still talking. I mean, this monologue's great. He goes, but you should know there's a real possibility this program fails. And if it does, you will never see your friends again. She's like, my friends in Hawkins, are they in danger? I'm afraid your friends in Hawkins are very much in danger in the eye of the storm. You may feel you need to go to them, but if you do, you will risk everything. You will risk everyone. And he says, they're not the only ones in danger. It's life as we know it. This is why I'm here. So he's believing this is an end of world situation. He goes, but I believe that you are our best hope, our only hope. And she's like, but what if I'm not good? What if I'm the monster? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know you that well, but I'm betting to bet the fate of the planet that you're one of the good ones. I love that. I wrote some of these down. As you can tell, I'm kind of reading it almost verbatim. But he goes, you spend too much of your life being told what to do by people like me. I know that. So on your word, I'll take you home, or you can come with me now and find out for yourself. And of course, then the waitress comes over and she doesn't get her waffles. That was my first thought, was she didn't even, like, can we wait 5 minutes? I'll eat my waffles, then we'll go. I mean, it's 5 minutes is going to make a difference. It really isn't. I'm hungry. I'd be so, can we at least get the waffles to go? Maybe something? Nope. So while that's going on, we get we get Max in the guidance counselor's office, and she is looking at the files, and she's reading things that she realizes are kind of same things that have been happening to her. You know, things they went through, nightmares, headaches, nosebleeds, all these things. She's like, oh shit, it's happening to me. And as the episode ends, you know, as Owen said, come with me now, find out for yourself. We hear like the dong. We see the car rump turn, you know, going away with she's in the back seat. And I thought to myself, I wonder if she should have been sleeping, but if she was sleeping in the back seat after a long day, it would have almost made her feel like a little kid, which she is, but, or, you know, she's a high school kid, but the fact that she's awake made her feel more badass. Like, I'm determined, I'm doing this. I don't care how long this day has been. I'm awake. Let's go figure this out. So while that's going on, we jump away, back to Hawkins High School, where we hear the clock chiming, the ticking, and Max gets up. Now, is she actually up, or is she in the room still? Is it in her head? I don't remember. But she gets up, she hears the clock, and she starts following it down the hall, and she turns, and in the hallway, within the lockers, we see a grandfather clock set in the wall, and then you just hear, Max, and then you see Vecna's face real quick, and boom. That's the end of the episode. No buzzer. We didn't hit the timer buzzer because this comes in right under the 10-minute mark. And that is the end of Chapter 3, The Monster and the Superhero. So listen, the road to forever starts next week. I've waited too long to get another episode up to you. And now, with, you know, time ticking like a grandfather clock down the hallway ticking at me, it's time to get to work, and it's time to continue this. I want to get all of this done. I'm going to get all of this done so that we can all get ready for Stranger Things 5 together as Stranger Friends. So I wouldn't expect any book clubs for the time being. I feel like the book clubs will come after Stranger Things 5, unless, of course, I get really ambitious and get this done early and we have some time to kill. But I have a feeling, you know, that I'll be getting out a few episodes per week, getting us closer, getting us to the big kickoff. I cannot wait. And again, I love that it's happening during a holiday weekend so that it allows us time to watch these episodes. It allows me time to get these recordings done. And I feel like I've said it before, but I feel like I'm going to watch the first episode and do the first episode of Stranger Danger right away so that I can get something out to you guys right away to enjoy and then go back and watch the other episodes. Then come back and start putting them out. But I'd love to watch the first one going in blind to the rest of the season. And by the time I record it, you guys will probably be way ahead of me. But I think that'll be fun. But I can't do it for every episode. I have to go just binge the rest of the part they put out. I just can't wait. I cannot wait. But we have to. We have to. We still have a couple months to go. Remember, it was like, hopefully this year, hopefully some year. Now it's only like months away. We can feel it. We can feel it on our bones. And I'm excited that we do have definitely a novel to talk about. But again, it's not part of Stranger Things 5, so it's probably going to happen after. But I'm looking forward to all of that and keeping Stranger Danger alive forever as well. I want to give a shout out again to Alex for that awesome comment. Thank you. If you do listen on Spotify, you can actually leave comments on any episode directly in Spotify, in the app, or on the website. And if you listen on Apple, you can leave a review or give a little rating, you know, a 5-star rating. I believe they don't allow less than 5 stars. I don't know if that's a rule. I'm don't quote me on that, but I think it's a good rule to stand by for this podcast. That's what I'm going to say. So that's it. I am done. You can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The show is on Blue Sky at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That's because every episode can be found at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. And you can also find us on YouTube, Fans Not Experts, on the YouTube channel. That's because all my other podcasts, and this podcast as well, can be found at FansNotExperts.com. We finished an episode. It took me over a year to do the first three episodes, and now I have 2 months to do the last six episodes. So buckle up, kids, because it's people like you and people like me, the Stranger Friends, that help keep this show going. So I tell you to stay stranger, my friends, and remember to keep Stranger Things alive forever!
Fans Not Experts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.